Good morning, this is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2009 in Chicago, and I'm with Patty Faison. Patty, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, for those that don't know Patty, Patty actually is an icon in the ceramic tile business. She's a tile consultant who lives in Canada, and you're actually certified with the Ceramic Tile Institute of America, is that right?
I am indeed.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, certification for CTC was a certification where we went through exactly what an installer would go through, learning how to set tile, mud bed, thin set, all of the standards in America. And in Canada, we use that for major commercial projects to make sure that when we're helping an architect or a designer, that we have the standards-based knowledge to help suggest to them the types of tile that they would use.
All right, so you know all the science and all of the mechanics behind putting tile in, but you also know color and design and fashion. So when a design firm is working on a big project, they call you and you say, well, in that situation, this is what I'd go with. Is that kind of right?
That would be exactly right. I was trained in interior design,
okay,
and I specialized in commercial design. And actually, that's what started me out in ceramic tile. I used to specify carpet surfaces, and then one project, they asked me to do a mosaic floor, and I fell in love with the product. It was just beautiful, and that led me into the field that I'm in now, which is training other people how to use ceramic tile.
Okay, well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because, you know, a lot of the people that listen to the show are in the design end of the business. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, what trends are we seeing in the whole ceramic category as far as design is concerned?
With design and for trends, I would say the biggest word is innovation right now. Because we are so challenged by the recession, the manufacturers in all facets of this industry are looking for the edge. They're looking for a technology that will open up new markets for the distributors, for the retailers. Now, that might mean larger sizes. That might mean thinner tiles. It could mean specialty tiles for hospitality, restaurants, spas. And I think the word here is that ceramic tile will do so much more than kitchens and bathrooms, which is the traditional area for tile. Well, in this economy, you're not going to survive if what you're doing is just kitchen and bathroom floor and walls. Our distributors and our retailers need to find new markets to sell ceramic tile. So trends are being propositioned by the manufacturers. Take your tile outside, use it in alfresco kitchens, put it on a fireplace, do a backyard beautiful deck. We've even got ceramic tile siding, ceramic tile decking that looks like wood. These are the trends, to put ceramic tile in more applications than just the traditional areas.
Okay, and let's talk about look for a minute. You know, when porcelain and ceramic tile first came out, they tried to emulate stone, and most of what you saw in this country was, it looked like fake stone. You still see a lot of that. But
correct.
I mean, but it's moved over to where, I mean, now they've got the metallic looks and all kinds of, I mean, you see a petrified forest look, and talk a little bit more about some of the looks that you see out there.
All right. I believe that a couple of technologies came together. First of all, it was rotogravure or rotocolor technology, which gave us that ability to create many more screens in one line. Mm-hmm. So it became every tile line had 45 different tiles in it. Then, just recently, we've introduced digital printing. I got to tell you, the manufacturers have gone crazy, because in their estimation, anything is possible. As a matter of fact, the more textural it is, like silks and linens and grass cloths, where you can literally pick the threads on the face of a tile, they can get all that dimensionality into a tile with pressing and with digital print technology. So they're giddy with what they want to produce, and that's why you're seeing almost any material can be replicated, I would say almost flawlessly today, in ceramic tile. So they're proposing it.
And what you've been talking about right there is how they apply the glaze to the surface before it's fired,
Correct.
And before, it had to be a fairly smooth surface because, you know, if they were rolling a silk screen, so to speak, to use a crude technology, but a crude way of explaining it, it had to be fairly smooth. But now with this inkjet technology, it can be very textured, and they can still put a random pattern on it, can't they?
Correct. The simplest way, I think, to describe that is any roller screen technology required it to touch the tile.
Right.
So if you had bas-relief areas in the tile, you could never touch it underneath where that relief was. Whereas digital printing drops the ceramic inks right into all of the recesses, so there's not one area of the tile deeply grooved or recessed that we can't touch.
Yeah. Why do you think that this market is so much of an import market?
In the United States, you know, quite frankly, the birthplace of ceramic tile is in Europe. And they have such an ancient history of producing this material. They're very good at it. They're experienced. Mm-hmm. They have several hundred years more experience with the product. They live with the product. Look at the consumption rates. In America, our consumption rates are about 10 square foot per person. Italy is about, I think, 35 or 40. Spain is 70 to 80 square foot per person. They love this material. As a matter of fact, it is a distinction of wealth if you have ceramic tile in Europe. So you want your bathrooms, your corridors, your dens, your family rooms to be works of art which are ceramic tile. Quality ceramic tile, not baked dirt. There's two products out there, Ken. There's baked dirt at about 88 cents,
yeah,
and then there's ceramic tile. The two are vastly different from each other.
So you're talking about the difference between a 99 cent tile versus a $3.
You got it.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Not the same product, not environmentally, not from a diversity point of view, not from a service, not from any point of view. That product is a faux product. You said fake stone.
Yeah.
That's what that product is. But if you get a quality ceramic tile that's digitally printed, rectified on all sides, you cannot tell it from the original. And it is more performance-based because it's glazed ceramic tile, never needs to be sealed. And let's face it, environmentally friendly, the first one is reduce. What that means is don't use non-durable specification materials. Mm-hmm. Materials we have to throw away every 5 to 10 years are not environmentally friendly.
Well, what about this myth about the I guess, with grout lines, it's been something that some consumers have thought, I don't want tile because I got to deal with the grout lines. But there's actually solutions to fix that now too, aren't there?
Well, absolutely. I would say that more than 50% of all tiles sold, quality tiles, are what is called rectified, which is cut on all four sides. What that gives you is each and every tile is identical in the size, so our joint line can be much tighter. And it also means there's not that pillowed edge on the edge of each tile. So a joint line is identical to a marble installation virtually, not to a traditional non-rectified tile. So that minimizes any problem with grout because people don't associate grout problems with marble jobs, only with ceramic tile jobs. Mm-hmm. But there's also from the ancillary products, Mapé, Custom, Laticrete, all of our different ancillary product or mortar companies, they make user-friendly epoxy grouts now. They make incredible hydrating grouts, which are much tighter porosity levels. And simply the calibration of tile is making our grout joints much, much smaller and much easier.
So you've got
handle.
Smaller grout lines, and with this new technology of epoxy grout, you've got an impervious substance that doesn't absorb or get dingy over time, is basically mm-hmm. what you're saying. Okay.
Designers have to be smarter about picking white grout. I mean, you know, traditional grout colors, I would never pick a white grout because you want to pick a more environmentally friendly grout. And by that I mean Whatever the color of the dirt is, that's the color of my grout that I pick when I'm designing all the time.
On the commercial side or the specified side of the market in this country, where are we starting to see tile being used more now than in the past?
Okay, I'll give you a couple of examples. Designers are now considering ceramic tile in commercial high-rise for their permanent outside walls.
Okay.
Or perimeter walls.
Outer cladding.
No, on the inside.
Okay.
Because the inside wall is usually, the perimeter wall is a permanent wall. If they clad it in a permanent surface, it never has to be repainted. It never has to be re-wallpapered if that was their choice. It is damage resistant or impact resistant. Yeah. It's hygienic, easily cleanable. And you never enter more VOCs with paint or wallpaper. So it's permanent. So because they know those walls are not going to get moved into space plan different spaces, they will quite often pick a durable surface like ceramic tile. So we're seeing that more. We're seeing it in hotels, in the corridors of hotels instead of wood wainscoting. Mm-hmm. Again, because it never has to be painted. It has no VOCs or volatile organic compounds. So again, the push for sustainability, environmentally friendly, more healthy interiors that don't have toxic pollution or pollutants, they're looking at ceramic tile in those lights because they know it to be hygienic, they know it to be easily maintained, and they know it to be lifelong. So many different areas similar to that. And as I mentioned, decorative areas like full fireplace walls, outdoor fireplaces and ponds, because we're incorporating those amenities into al fresco spaces. We're seeing it now common as a main floor tile throughout the whole common or main floor of a home.
Oh, you're seeing it in airports. I mean, it used to be airports were carpeted. Now you see a lot of either stone or tile.
Correct. I mean, again, we are questioning our throwaway mindset. Mm-hmm. In America, we don't have the landfills anymore. We don't want to be burning and incinerating non-durable goods. We have to find some environmental solutions. So an age-old material is being renewed and found again. And truly, from the 9th century on, architects and designers knew they used it because it lasted for life. So it's no surprise to me.
All right, Patty. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. It's been very enlightening. We've been talking to Patty Faison, who's a ceramic tile consultant. And Patty, by the way, if somebody wants to talk to you, has been listening to this and wants to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my company's name is an acronym. The company's name is PATTY, but it stands for Professional Attention to Tile Installations.
Okay.
I have an email address, Patty F, for my last name, at shaw.ca. Anybody can get in touch with me there.
At shaw.ca?
That's right, just like the carpets, but it's our internet provider in Canada.
Okay.
Everything's different in Canada.
All right, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and floordaily.net.